Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
You're welcome to Cruise Control. We meet Day Daniel and Africa Tech Radio. And today we have guests with us in the studio. We have Olamide Michael, and she's the communications and marketing lead at Gamer. And we have Ayomide Adekoya Andre, who is the technical operations manager at Gamer. Hi, Ayomide and Andre, and hi, Olamide.
Hello, Olamide. Hi.
Hi, Olamide.
Hi, nice to have you people with me today talking to me about Gamer. This is supposed to be the biggest tournament event of the year. It is Gamer X, and the theme for the year is Battle for Africa. And some people might be wondering, what is Gamer, or who is Gamer? And I would like to ask, who is Gamer? What is Gamer?
All right, I think I'll just take this one. Gamer is pretty much Africa's esports. I would like to say African esports, but African esports giant. We are obviously like the number one. One of the top aggregators for esports across West Africa and beyond West Africa. The esports tournament organizer. And we do a new proprietary gaming platform, which pretty much enables gamers and people who are interested in gaming, brands interested in gaming and being enthusiastic for that, pursue their career and, you know, put themselves within the esports.
Oh, that's amazing. What inspired the creation of a platform for gamers? Because it's funny that someone just sits and thinks, oh, we're going to deal with gamers. We're going to talk about gamers. So what inspired the creation of the platform?
I think everyone grew up playing one game or the other, and it became a pastime for every one of us. At Gamer, we saw that it shouldn't be a pastime. Lots of people are making money globally from gaming, not just making it a pastime, but making a cultural profession from it. So this was what inspired Gamer. And we brought up the mission that we wanted to nurture and advance the gaming culture and the esports scene in Africa, thereby making gaming a career. Don't just you staying in front of your screen and or pressing your phone, and at the end of the day, just people are gone. And she just enjoy just to yourself, and nobody can even do for it. So this is what made Gamer feel about, okay, why can't we flourish a competitive tournament and invest in pro content creators, commentators as well. And this was what brought the mission and, you know, the idea of Gamer creating a platform. We also have a bracket system whereby people that have, you know, I'm sure you grew up seeing all these PlayStations, yeah, where you watch one, you also, play with 15 hour. They also created a technology for them whereby they can, you know, not just do paperwork, or you want this game, you want that game. We have a tool also that also helps to aggregate that. We also have the Gamer app whereby gamers can come and just talk about our rant, about what's happening within the gaming community as well. And every other platform is also an opportunity for, you know, gamers to also see career in gaming, you know, an advanced culture in gaming, not just globally, but also within Africa and in Nigeria as well.
I think that's really amazing, because I remember growing up that when you play game, anybody that played game, or like you were consistent in playing games, you were like an unserious person. They're like, what are you doing with your future? Is this what you want to do with your life? So it's really amazing that Gamer has been able to change these narratives, and I think that's very beautiful. How long have these tournaments been going on?
Since the inception of Gamer in 2021. We've had different tournaments, we've had different partnership routes, sub campaigns. Our community is big. I mean, we have over 350,000 in the community across Africa. We've had over 2,000 tournaments now, and we've also had over 150,000 payouts to gamers across Africa. And even not just tournaments, not just WiiWii tournaments, even students. We have this thing called Get Global, where students can just, you know, run tournaments. I love gaming PUBG. I love playing Call of Duty. You can throw your friends together and use our platform, and then you play your game. It's not just, oh, I'm playing my game. Yeah, you can always, you can even register, you can sign up. You know, here, you can sign up. So we've had over 2,000 tournaments And we're going to do more. We're going to have more. We plan on having, on breaking the record in tournaments very soon. Just watch out. Thank you.
Yes. But so far, so good. The Game Hour started in 2021. This is 2024. So far, so good. What has changed? How has the platform grown? What have you learned? And a lot of things like that.
Yeah, I think over the years, I can see as changed. I think I've always been an evolution of the perspective of how people see gaming and stuff. How people see internet, how people see Instagram, see gaming as a culture. We can have brands perceive the space, so how the players themselves perceive themselves within the space, the professionalism that you can see within the players. Because, like we said, we made a progress for fun, and we said those things we did in the past time, but now we actually create content on a daily basis and a weekly basis and a regular basis too. Because they live in an audience that is pretty much famous for whatever it is they do.
Nice. And how do you see gaming evolving in Africa?
Well, I think Africa is one of the governments for gaming. And when cashing was the revenue generated for gaming in Africa, is now already raising what we're doing. And this is from a question of the platform. It's from PC gaming to PC gaming to mobile gaming. It's obviously from threats to investments in gaming infrastructure, investments in gaming events and tournaments organizing, investments in content creation and all of that. So definitely, I think that one of those governments where, gaming is now becoming more and more accepted, so to speak. And I think in the next few years, you can definitely see that gaming in Africa would be one of these things to watch out for, really, for brands, for people, for big names.
Interesting. Now let's talk about Gamer X. What's the event about? Is it different from your usual tournament? What is Gamer X about?
Gamer X is like the biggest event under our belt. This year will be the third edition of Gamer X, and Gamer X pretty much will be like the biggest coming together of gamers across Africa. From the title of Brandy Rout, like I said, who takes up truly the battle for Africa across some of the biggest things that we have, such as the EAFC or FIFA, Dr. Honda, and even across like some other nostalgic titles like Street Fighter and Tekken. More interestingly, like for this year, we've also added some titles that, open up accessibility to a larger audience, such as Candy Crush and Just Dance. But like I said, Gamer X is a very big event where we want to see the best of the best participate and see who takes the title, really. The prize money.
Interesting. I just heard Tekken and it took me back to the days of, I think, 2010 and the likes, when I and my brothers used to play Tekken. It's really interesting and I look forward to playing that again. But who can attend the event?
Everyone can attend the event. Are you a casual gamer? Do you just playing on your phone? Are you a mobile gamer? I think it's 5% of us are mobile gamers.
Yeah.
And Candy Crush gamer, or you play the word game,
or the Call of Duty,
or any game you play, as long as you game, everyone can come. Even if you stopped gaming 10 years ago, it's open to everyone. Just come and experience the massive creativity of the space beyond the gaming and all that. You get to meet people, you get to connect. The ambience of Gamer X is something that you want to, it's almost memorable and it's remarkable. You get to, when we say AFCON, imagine you remember when that love football that went for the AFCON match at Ivory Coast, maybe the finals or one of the games. It wasn't everyone that really loved football, but because of the experience, that's when Gamer X is as well. Just come and experience what gaming, pop culture and community looks like. Even during the events, we'll have halftime show, just like Super Bowl. Would have scavenger on. You get to go with kids, you get to meet stakeholders from different organizations, top organization as well. You get to, there's no hierarchy. Everyone is on the same level and just, we're just working. And, I'm not sure I've gone for any of these events where a festival. So it's more like a festival everything is just happening at the same time. It's a long event. Everything is happening at the same time. Everyone is having proper and equal fun at the same time. So it's open to everyone. As long as you're a fun lover, then you should be at Gamer X. Part of me.
Nice. How do we attend Gamer X? How do we register? Is it a free event? Is it a paid event?
Registration is registration is absolutely free. It's happening at Landmark Center on the 4th of May. And to register, just click www.gamerx.net or gamerx.net and get your tickets for free. Absolutely free. Gamerx.net.
So you can
get
that.
Your tickets there.
So you heard that, go to www.gamerx.net or gamerx.net to get your ticket after you register, and it's absolutely free. It's also happening on the 4th of May at Landmark. What time is it starting?
It's starting at 9. It's Mobile Gamers, and then there are so many events happening. So the door is opening by 9. We have an uptime show by 2. And every other event would also follow as well. So it's a LAN event majorly. So different things will be happening at the same time. But we're opening with a cosplay competition. So you should come and, I mean, if you have cosplay, you can come along and just come and, you know, show your character on stage. And you get to even win something. There are lots of winnings actually during Giman. Cosplay, the best stuff is going to come with a gift. If you have eye to solve problems or you have eye to see something hidden, you get to go with different gifts at different locations, with hidden gifts at different locations. So you're not just walking around, you're walking around with your six senses, working and, you know, picking gifts on your way as well. And we have even exhibitors that also be giving gifts. So it's food and drinks as well. Pepsi, Valentine's would be there as well. Just giving gifts to people as well. So it's all fun and it's free. You won't be charged for anything. Not to even pay. And there's free games as well. So you don't have to be a part of the tournament. You can also play free games, Jenga, you know, any game at all. You can always come and play as well during the event.
This sounds like a gamer's paradise. This sounds like anybody's paradise, really. Like, what are you doing on the 4th of May? Why are you not going to be at Gamer X? You have to be there. It's just, everything sounds so, so amazing. But as we round up, what can you share some success stories over the years? It's been 3 years since you started Gamer X. What are the success stories? How far have you grown? Like, what is pushing you to continue doing this? It has to be something.
Andrew, will you take that?
Sure. I think, well, like I said, I think the best success story is the fact that we see the growth as a startup in the gaming tech space. We obviously started out with zero subscribers to the platform. You know, no brands really like coming on board immediately. But over the past years, I think the biggest success story is the fact that GameRx is still as relevant as it is and is still very much welcome in the community. Like we said, we don't have 350,000 people using our platform. We don't have 2,000 tournaments is where we need and throughout beyond over 10 million on a yearly basis. I think it's safe to say that we definitely see growth in the community, and that the fact that we're able to contribute to that growth is why we're still going, really.
Oh, nice. And as we round up the last question, what are the plans for future events and for community growth, really?
I think for future events, and, you know, actually, to be honest, it's ongoing, really. For us, to continue to see we've been expanding to platforms that people probably do not explore. Like, for example, I said we're doing a Candy Crush tournament this year at GameRx. So it's looking at the communities people have not yet explored, looking at, you know, gaming titles that could become less competitive, could be a lot more accessible to people. You know, we also have, like, a very big goal of driving female participation in gaming at GameRx. So for us, it's expanding, really. Expanding the titles, expanding the community. Because gaming is one of those things that just comes to you. One of those things, you pick up your phone, you pick up a console pad, you pick up a gaming mouse, and you start playing. So really, it's about how we, you know, just giving to remember actually where we also play in. I mean, my mom and as gamer, we also have plans to, you know, start to develop guys that create some local games, that take games locally, really. You know, myself, even local games, but games that very well you see on the international market as well, with the development of our own gamer studios and a couple of things internally where we learn to, you know, start to work on development programs for the younger guys. That's how we see ourselves, you know, contributing to the growth of gaming and esports across the world.
Well, thank you very much, Andre. Olamide, do you have anything that you want to add?
Oh, yes. Just calling on every gamer out there to be a part of the riots. Also be a part of Gamer. We have our community on Discord. We have our social media handles, Gamer HQ, across board. You can follow us on social media. You can also download our application as well, just to be a part of it. I mean, there are so many communities, content creators, and all of them can leverage, but there is a clear community at GEMA for gamers, and you can connect with like minds. You don't have to rant alone or rant with your friends. You can meet people and network people just with GEMA. So, and we are open, and we are happy to onboard you. We are happy to welcome you and see you grow. Are you a content creator? See you grow. Are you a commentator? See you grow as well. So, and we're inviting you once again to GEMAX 3.0 Exodus, the gaming way. See you there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olamide. Thank you very much, Andre. And everybody, you do not want to miss GamerX 3.0. It promises to be interesting. It promises to be fun. It promises to be your paradise. If you're a gamer, a content creator, a commentator, whatsoever aspect of gaming that you like, whether you're a mobile gamer, whether you're just a looker, onlooker, any part of it, whether you're just looking for somewhere to be on Saturday, I think, on the 4th of May 2024, GamerX is the place to be. Landmark Event Center is where you're expected to be, and it promises to be fun. It's a very free event, and there promises to be gifts as well. All you have to do is go to www.gamerx.net or gamerx.net to register for the event. See you there, because I'm definitely going to be there.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.